talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence and Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which has been rescheduled for Saturday, June 13th, and tickets are on sale now. Well, today we've got a great show for you. We're going to be talking to a couple of Charleston Home and Design Magazine staff members, kind of taking you a little bit behind the scenes, and we'll be talking to art director Patrick Brickman about the Charleston Home and Design Magazine's spring 2020 issue, and also editor Ali Stanky about our new issue, which you can pick up for free at all area Harris Teeters, as well as a number of local home-related companies that are opening up left and right. We'll also be talking with Jason Goldberg with Palmetto Tile Distributors, which is also open for business, and Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Have a great weekend. And joining us now in person is Patrick Brickman, art director with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How are you, Patrick?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Well, it's good to have you back to work, being able to see you face-to-face. Our staff here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine has been working tirelessly from home through this quarantine, and we're now back to the office. So it's great to see you and the rest of the staff back here at the Charleston Home and Design Magazine headquarters, located right next to Lewis Barbecue in downtown Charleston. And I wanted to take a moment, Patrick, and talk about the spring 2020 issue, which is the issue that people can pick up for free at any Harris Teeter. So when you're popping in to pick up some groceries, look at that rack that has the free magazines on it. And we've contracted with that company for 90 days to have Charleston Home and Design, our spring issue, available to the public to pick up for free right there. But Patrick, you're the art director. You're kind of you touch a lot of parts of every one of our issues at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Talk about what your role is here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Sure, yeah. So I've been here almost 9 years come May. So this, I think, weekend is my 9-year mark. So I've seen a lot of homes, been into a lot of homes, and I get to photograph homes. So the spring issue is full of just super eye candy houses that we get to go to, myself and the two other photographers that work here, and I help them with their photography techniques, editing, shooting. We also design the layouts, design the ads. We kind of do everything that's in the magazine, which is nice, and from start to finish. So even the photos you're seeing in the ads, we're taking those, designing, working with the clients, and we're setting up the photo shoots ourselves. So we talk to those clients. They get us in touch with the homeowners, or they deal with the homeowners, have us out there, and we do our best to communicate what they did visually. So if it was a kitchen or bath remodel, if it was an addition put on a house, like this frog that I'm looking at right now on page 86, or whatever projects in there, pretty much we've been there and are trying to show you what these great professionals have done across the Lowcountry.
Yeah, and that's something important to note is that all of the photos that you see in Charleston Home and Design magazine, they're all local projects. And so, for instance, we have followers on our Facebook and Instagram accounts from all over the country. But the magazine, the hard copy of Charleston Home and Design magazine, that is enjoyed mostly by people right here in the Charleston area. And so rather than show projects, this was a bathroom project in Oregon or someplace like that. The whole idea, one of the big things about Charleston Home and Design magazine is to provide inspiration. And so readers can look through, they see a really cool bathroom or another kind of project. And then they can see exactly who did all the work for that, right here in Charleston.
Correct. Yeah. And, I think, you know, the cover story, this go around specifically, goes into that. Paula Rallis, you know, she has her own design home store. So it's really portrayed in her house, the way she picks each element. And it's just great inspiration, whether you can afford it or not, how to just make your home more enjoyable with some design elements, whether it's a pop of color, something that's bold, a pattern, new painting. There's so much you can do to upgrade your home. And I know a lot of people are doing that now in the times that we're in. And even the landscaping, I love the nature nurture section that we do and seeing all those elements. And I think a lot of people have had the opportunity to do that in their homes right now, you know, themselves or work with a professional. So a lot of inspiration to be had in this issue.
Yep. And our nature nurture department, that focuses on local companies, local landscape companies, and the projects that they do outside your house. And so we've got that. We've got homework, which is talk to one of the companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and we say, hey, do you have you installed any of your own products or services in your own personal home? And so it's sort of a combination of plan, words, home, work, where somebody is taking their work home with them and installing it in their house. We've got Crafted in Charleston, and that focuses on companies that are they're fabricating different things right here in Charleston that maybe are not mass produced. Greenhouse is a department that we have that focuses on products that are environmentally helpful. H2 Home, we have, that's another play on words, the H2O symbol for water. We in the Charleston area, we have a lot of salty, a lot of humidity, salty air can play havoc on your house. And so we have products that are kind of water resistant, waterproof, that sort of thing. But that's sort of scratching the surface of we've got many, many other different departments, including the nature nurture that you mentioned yourself. But let's talk about the features that we have in the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. You mentioned our cover feature, Paula Rallis, and she and her husband flip homes. They do this frequently, and so we went into a home that she flipped that she fixed up on Shem Creek. We've got our big feature is our spring issue is on bathrooms. Talk about what it was like to photograph and lay out our big bathroom feature.
Yeah, definitely the most difficult thing to photograph, I would say, is bathrooms. The lighting's usually tricky, tight spaces, and just moving people's soap around. But you know, I think there's a lot of inspiration in there, a lot of nice projects. They're not all white bathrooms or all white kitchens. I think there's a lot more color that you're seeing. I think chrome and brass in the finishes is still pretty popular. Seeing a lot of navies. People are being a little more fun with their flooring. I'm seeing a little more cement tiles, a little more ornate textures and patterns in there. And I think wallpaper is coming back. So you're seeing that, a little more high-end wallpapers. So yeah, it's fun to see the difference from one shoot to the next, what people have done with their bathroom, whether it's a powder room or their master. And I mean, you spend a lot of time in your kitchen, you spend a lot of time in your bathroom. It's definitely one of the most important parts of your house to fix up and enjoy and kind of have that spa feeling when you're in there. So it's worth a look. And, you know, we're listing the people that did the work in there, and feel free to call them if you have any questions. They could definitely answer them. And, you know, hopefully you can do something in your own home from what you see.
Yep, that's true. The other two features, and we're almost out of time, but I wanted to mention we've got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. That's scheduled for Saturday, June 13th. And we've got 8 houses on the tour right now. And stay tuned for any changes that might happen with that. And so all 8 houses, or excuse me, 7 of the 8 houses are featured in the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. And then we've got the other feature is Mark Regalbuto. He's a custom builder and remodeling contractor with Renew Urban Charleston. And he and his family have purchased a home in the old village that was built in the 1800s and doing a huge remodel project there. And he's sharing some of his advice about what are some of the important steps when you're fixing up an old house. And he's got that experience too, because he was involved with the TV program This Old House when they came to Charleston in 2017, 2018. And so he was on TV on just about every single episode of This Old House. And so that feature in the spring issue is called His Old House, and so you'll definitely want to check that out. And and very quickly, let's talk about our summer issue. You and the rest of the staff have been working very, very hard from home, trying to stay current and try to get ahead if possible, doing everything you possibly could to create the summer issue from home. And now we're back to work, and you and the other photographers are out shooting photos now.
Yeah, getting out there. It's nice to be out in this nice warm weather that we have currently and see outdoor spaces again. And I'm really excited to bring that to everyone who does not get that chance like I do to see these marsh views and pools and pool houses and just a lot of neat stuff already that I've seen in a couple of days. And yeah, so that's exciting. That'll be our outdoor living guide coming up in summer, and that'll be out in mid-June. And yeah, on top of that, we're doing the hurricane guide and a designer show house, which was not able to be open to the public. So we're looking forward to sharing that as well. A lot of good interior designers did some good work downtown, and that'll be an exciting feature too.
Yeah, that's the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League designer show house that was scheduled to happen the latter part of March through about the middle of April, and they had to cancel because of the quarantine. And but in the meantime, the house had been completely remodeled, and the designers had decorated and designed everything. So the house just sort of sat unoccupied and with no one able to walk through. And so we have the exclusive photos. Our team went out. You actually did, right? You went out and photographed the
whole
house.
Yeah, I was the only one from the company who went out and photographed pretty much the whole house. And we do have a couple submissions from other photographers. But, yeah, amazing stuff there. Always one of my favorite things each year to photograph. So,
well, good deal. Well, I want to thank you, Patrick, for all your hard work at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and thanks for taking a couple moments to talk with us.
Thanks, Tim.
And now joining us on the phone is Ali Stenke with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, one of our editors. How are you doing, Ali?
Pretty good, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. And you've been getting a lot accomplished working from home, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, we've been home for about 7 weeks now, so it's been kind of a different pace, and been nice to get ahead on the summer issue. So we're looking forward to getting that out.
Yeah, and this when something like this happens, and you know, I can't think of anything like this happening before, but it makes me thankful that we're a quarterly magazine rather than a weekly or a monthly, huh?
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely been a lot less stressful knowing that we have a little bit more time and knowing that we have some more flexibility than other publications.
Yeah, and not to give too much inside baseball, but Ali, I wanted to take a moment and get you on the phone to talk about the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our spring 2020 issue. It is out right now. It's in most of the companies you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And I understand those showrooms, some are open, some are open by appointment, and some may or may not have opened yet to the public, even though Governor McMaster gave the go-ahead for retail to reopen. But people can stop by any Harris Teeter grocery store, and the Harris Teeter grocery stores have this big rack, and we made a contract with the company that distributes magazines at the Harris Teeters for the next 90 days, and so you can stop into any Harris Teeter around town and pick up a free issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. If you don't want to leave home, or you know, if you that's understandable, you can also go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and sign up to get a free 6-month subscription mailed directly to you. Sometimes, you know, with those deals, you have to put in a credit card, and then you have to remember to cancel it and what have you. We don't do any of that stuff. It's just sign up, and we'll rush out a free 6-month subscription to you. So that's another option. But let's talk about the spring issue that is now now out there. Who have we got on the cover? It's always, people are always curious about who we're going to have on the cover of our next issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Yes, so our summer issue features Paula Rollis. She kind of does it all. I was very impressed when we first met her. She has her own business that she and her husband run. They flip houses up in Greenville, and they're kind of starting to shift down to Charleston a little bit. She's been doing some projects for her friends and stuff, but she's got a home store. She's getting her master's from Harvard right now. She's graduating in like 2 weeks. So I think she's kind of fallen in with the class of 2020 with their graduations and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she had a house in Mount Pleasant that they completely gutted and flipped. It was like a 60s style ranch that's very common in a lot of areas down here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was very cool to get into that house and see all the stuff. She sources a lot of her stuff for her store from their travels throughout Europe and kind of everywhere. They've been to lots and lots and lots of places. So it's definitely something that's very unique to other things that have been seen in the magazine.
And it's on Shem Creek, right? That house that is in the our new issue?
Mm-hmm. Yep, near Shem Creek. So great location. Like I said, the things in there are just collected from family heirlooms and different travels around the world. So her story was really cool just to hear about all of their travels and their connections to different places and how they incorporate that into not only their flips but their personal home as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Paula may not be a household name to you. She is what I guess this term was introduced to me a few years ago, an influencer. Right. She a lot of people follow her online, and so she's a content creator. And as far as being an influencer, what does she influence?
She actually started her blog probably about 3 or 4 years ago, I want to say. And that's kind of the same kind of things. It's travel, fashion, lifestyle, the home stuff is on there. So it was kind of an extra way for her to be creative and kind of share what's going on in her life. And she shared on her Instagram page, she shares a lot about the homes that they're flipping and kind of lets her followers, she's done a couple of projects where she lets her followers pick like different fixtures in the house, whether it be the light fixtures or plumbing fixtures or the countertop. She kind of, like I said, she kind of does it all and incorporates all of that into her page as well. She's very open about letting people kind of into her life and wanting to help them, you know, create their dream homes, kind of like our magazine.
Right, right. The description of the cover feature says, walk through the doors of design maven Paula Rollis's home and be transported to another place. Her dwelling showcases a collection of items from her travels, family heirlooms, and pieces from her store. Paula invited Charleston Home and Design Magazine into her updated ranch to discuss all things design, travel, and more. So the lots of great inspiration that you'll find in the cover feature in the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We also have another feature is about a local builder who people may know him or have seen him when this old house came to Charleston 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago. And he was featured on This Old House in several episodes. And Mark Regal Buto, the co-owner of Renew Urban Charleston. And talk about that feature a little bit.
Yeah, so Mark has kind of tackled this journey for his family now. He's kind of switching out of the business side for this one and working on a family home that he purchased in Old Village in Mount Pleasant, which is a beautiful historic area. So he bought this house that was built in like the 1800s, and he actually worked with the previous homeowners for a couple of spaces in the home. So that's kind of how he got connected with them and learned all about that house. And he's flipping it, but keeping, you know, the history in that house. So that's kind of what he focuses on, is the restoration rather than like replacing things and tearing down and making it all modern. He's keeping a lot of the original things that they found on the property and working to restore that and keep it, like I said, keep it maintaining that history, but also making it functional for today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is a house that was built in 1860, I think. And beautiful, big old house, 4,000 square foot plus down near the harbor, the Charleston Harbor in the old village of Mount Pleasant. And this is going to be Mark and his family, their personal residence and his their forever home, that term that a lot of people use when they decide this is going to be our last home that we live in. And so we're covering, and he gives some really, really good advice to our readers about what's important when you're undertaking a big remodel project like his, and gives some great tips. And so you definitely want to pick up the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. As I mentioned before, you can just pop into any Harris Teeter location, and we have free issues located on that big rack for the free publications. And also, most home-related showrooms around town have Charleston Home and Design Magazine as well. And then finally, the other feature that we have is this year, and we always you as the editor always finds a creative way to describe our bathroom, our annual bathroom feature that we have every spring in our spring issue. This year's title is Lavish Low Country Loos, and loos is what the Brits call the bathroom, right?
It is, yeah. It's always challenging when you're writing about, especially in the main features, when you have so many of the same projects. I mean, they're different projects, but same topic, to come up with different ways to talk about it so you don't sound too redundant. So, thesaurus and
Google Synonyms
is my best friend during that time.
Well, you do a great job with that, Allie. And how many projects do we have featured all of these projects are right here in the Charleston area, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's about 55 bathrooms in this one, and then that includes the product guide as well that's at the end. So the first 40-ish pages of it are pictures of, like you said, Low Country bathrooms. So all of our advertisers that you can find in the back of the magazine come together, and we go and take pictures of their projects that they've completed. So they let us know what's new and what's fresh. The opener page of this one is actually a really cool historic bathroom remodel. So that was kind of where the lavish kind of came from, mm-hmm. I think.
Right.
It's got the brick, it's got marble, got a lot of texture, and you can just feel the history coming out of that. And there's actually a few of them in here that kind of have that historical feel, which is really cool and kind of common in Charleston since we're such a historic city.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the product ad at the end of that, we cover everything from flooring, countertops, lighting, decor, the plumbing fixtures, showers, all that kind of fun stuff. So there's, again, a lot of inspiration in this, and there's a lot of different stuff too that you're not necessarily going to see in other home magazines, because it's, you know, more focused on Charleston and what we can do here.
Right. And, you know, I, just as a reminder, we have a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area. Anyone who may not be completely familiar with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, all of the projects that you ever see in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, they're all local. And what that means is, and I don't know about, I'm sure just about everybody has at one time or another, when they're about to undertake a project at home, they start searching Pinterest or House, or they go to Barnes and Noble and start looking through shelter magazines, and you end up seeing different photos of projects that you like the look of those, and those photos are very valuable when you're talking to some of the local contractors and companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, so that they can kind of see what kind of a look that you're going for and that kind of thing. But what we do, we take it a step further, and we tell our readers, here are the companies responsible for this project, and if you have any questions or want more information, you can contact the local companies that were responsible for each one of those projects. And some people, thankfully, a lot of people pick up the phone and call that company and say, I'd like to set up an appointment with you and talk about my bathroom project or my kitchen or whatever project that might be. So that's one of the things that the dynamics that make Charleston Home and Design Magazine very, very valuable is all of the companies that you see within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine are local, and the projects that we cover, that we feature in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, they are also all local, and we list the local people that are responsible for those projects. So it's kind of a cool thing. If you have a project, if you're planning a project and for 2020, you want to pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, or have it delivered to you free of charge. We've got a coronavirus special going right now with a free 6-month subscription to Charleston Home and Design Magazine. You just have to go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and sign up for that free 6-month subscription. We're not going to ask for a credit card or anything like that. You just put your name and mailing address, and we'll get the free subscription right out to you. But Allie, the spring issue, which is out now and we want everyone to pick up, that's already in our rearview mirror. We're working on our summer issue. And what should readers expect from the summer 2020 issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine?
I think this is going to be a good one, Tim. This got a good cover. I don't want to spoil anything yet, but it's going to be fun. It was a great shoot and they're great people, so I'm really excited for everybody to see that. Summer issue is our outdoor living guide, so it's going to be a lot of different outdoor living projects, which will be really exciting. As you know, it starts getting hotter and hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's wanting to spend more time outside, so it's always good to pick that up and get some more inspiration about that, whether that be a pool or just gardening or whatever the case may be.
I'll give our listeners today a little hint. I'll just say one word, and that is, and this relates to who we're going to have on the cover of Charleston Home and Design magazine. That one word is wine. And my wife happens to love this brand of wine. That's all I'm going to say. People will kind of hold people in suspense. The new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, our spring issue, is out right now, and that's what we want people to pick up. But the summer issue will be coming out late June, and you'll everything will make sense to you then. And that's one of my favorite features, is the outdoor living guide, where we show you, again, all local projects. Outdoor living has just exploded as far as people expanding their space outdoors and creating these beautiful outdoor rooms. People have been stuck at home so much. I'm sure they're like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. And they can get so much inspiration by picking up Charleston Home and Design magazine, and we're just very grateful to all of the creative staff of Charleston Home and Design magazine. You've done a great job holding everything together. Our entire staff has been working from home during this quarantine, and I mean working. There are some people that they are supposed to be working from home, but our staff, it's like every 3 months, it's like a big deadline, a big term paper is due, right, Allie?
Uh-huh. It is.
And so
it's a lot of writing.
Yeah, it's a lot of writing, and it's very clear. We've never had this problem, thankfully, but if everyone wasn't plugging away, we're checking everybody's work as we progress, and making sure that everything is being done correctly. I'm just really, really proud of the entire staff at Charleston Home and Design magazine, and how everyone has just rolled with the punches and kept the ball rolling as far as continuing our work. And now working on our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, which will be out at the end of June. Well, Allie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we're good. Okay. Everybody go pick up the spring issue.
Definitely. Get out there and pick up the spring issue. Several different ways. You can stop by just about any home-related store around Charleston. Every home-related showroom around Charleston has a rack or has some of our magazines that you can pick up for free. You can go into Harris Teeter, any Harris Teeter location, and pick up a free issue on their rack of free publications that they have near the entrance and exits. And or you can just visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and sign up for a free 6 month subscription, and we will rush you out the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. Well, very good, Allie. I'll let you get back to your wordsmithing. We've been talking with Allie Stanky, editor with Charleston Home and Design magazine. Thanks so much, Allie.
Thanks, Tim.
And now joining us on the line is Jason Goldberg with Palmetto Tile Distributors. How you doing, Jason?
Doing great, Tim. How are you doing?
Good, good. First question I want to ask, because Palmetto Tile Distributors, most of our listeners know of you. Is Palmetto Tile Distributors open for business?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Been open most of the whole time during the COVID-19 pandemic, and yes, we're open at Johns Island and North Charleston for both virtual and physical appointments.
Gotcha. Good deal. So and Palmetto Tile Distributors, you're a company that falls into the construction category, so there was an exemption for construction workers and everything. But I know Palmetto Tile Distributors has been taking extra steps to keep your staff and your customers safe. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, sir. So, right at the beginning, we started to ramp up and implement a virtual shopping experience. So, while our showrooms are open on a limited basis, we can talk a little bit about that. The virtual experience has been really nice and well received. Folks can be at home and work with one of our sales people here and work with design and selection and at least narrow it down to a number of things they're interested in. And then what we found to be working well is somebody just to come by and pick up the samples after the selections are made and take them home, check them out, and then bring them back and drop them back off.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're sanitizing everything going in and out, and gloves and masks for the clients and their employees if the customers like it. So, yeah, putting a lot of extra steps in and a lot more options for the client.
Gotcha. And I know what this is like to have a project going on when there's like a big disruption like this. 11 years ago when we were when we broke ground on our house, it was actually April 2019 2009, excuse me. And it was like, oh boy, this financial crisis is happening, and I've just bitten off a big bite to build this house, but the show must go on, and you know the homeowners that are building and remodeling, oftentimes they've got big loans that they're paying interest on, and they've got to keep the projects going no matter what. And so it's awesome that Palmetto Tile Distributors has stayed open and is able to continue to assist customers with their building and remodeling projects.
Yeah, we've definitely want to remain able to help out our clients, but also keep everyone safe at the same time.
Exactly.
So there are some modifications around that you'll see, but they're all for the benefit of the client and or the employees here, the staff here, Palmetto Tile. So it's been a learning experience for everybody, like most businesses. But we feel like we've really adapted and ready to go forward in a slightly different and improved model.
Yeah. Well, we've rounded a corner for sure, and you know, things are only going to get better as we move on. But talk about Palmetto Tile Distributors, how long you folks have been in business, and your two locations that you have here in the Charleston area.
Yes, sir. So my father started the business in Columbia in the early 80s. Still have that location on Eugene Street up in Columbia. And then have the location on Rivers in North Charleston, Rivers at 526, basically, in Montague, very close to town. And then the showroom out on John's Island, which has just recently been expanded and renovated and is one of our prized possessions now. Really excited about that showroom out on John's Island. And then our virtual setup is really like adding a whole nother showroom. So we have people from maybe not on John's Island or in the North Charleston or Charleston area, Mount Pleasant, that want to work while they're, you know, over in Colorado or up north or down south in the Caribbean, what have you, and still can make selections. So it's nice to be able to offer people help and not just be, you know, in the showroom.
Yeah, really. So you've got you've been Palmetto Tile Distributors has been working with customers that might be not just here in the Charleston area. They own property here, but they are currently living someplace else outside of town.
Exactly. We're finding a lot more of that, and the virtual has really helped bring some of that in. So that combined with we're really doing a lot more importing directly and designing of our own product. So we're starting to have some things that are, you know, we have a lot of things actually that are priced very competitively since we've been importing directly for 20, 30 years, and now we're building our own collections and having some good success with some custom mosaic and things that we're designing for the Charleston market, really.
Talk about that a little bit. Some of your building, Palmetto Tile Distributors is building your own collections of tile?
Yeah, so correct. So you're going to see in our showrooms that you're going to see some items you won't see anywhere else in the U.S. I mean, you're going to see some things that we've created, some mosaic that we've created here. some tiles that aren't necessarily stocked elsewhere in the U.S. And yeah, you'll see some custom things, some things that are at a great price. Yeah, just able to just tweak it a little bit for the low country. The colors that are used here and the palettes are just a little bit more refined for the low country. So you'll see some things tailored to exactly what our market is looking for. So
that's really interesting. Yeah. Do you have a name for these different collections?
We're working on that now, and that will debut on our website in the next coming weeks, actually.
Okay.
So stay tuned to palmettotile.com for all the collections built out and solid marketing around all of that. But,
gotcha.
Stay tuned. A little bit of a teaser here with that, but it's coming.
Cool. Good deal. You know, I've always thought about tile as being one of those products where you really need to go to an independent store like Palmetto Tile Distributors versus a big box store, because when you're choosing tile, it's almost like, and I'm not very good at puzzles, but it's like you spill out a 500 piece puzzle, all those little pieces, and you're trying to figure out how to put it all together, and you find one particular tile that you like, but it might not fit into your budget, and so you have to find something that maybe has a similar look but a better price. And that's where working with a designer at a tile store like Palmetto Tile Distributors really, really helps. And can you talk about your staff a little bit?
Sure. Thanks so much for that. We appreciate it. Yes. And we really pride ourselves at the staff. I mean, people are everything. You're going to come in and you're going to get somebody who's really knowledgeable in both the product and is pretty well educated in design and experienced in design, so that you'll not only get the technical help you need, you'll get the design help, and as well as the strong benefit of us being direct importers, you'll get to narrow it down to pricing that'll work for you as well. So we'll have options at almost at every price point, and you'll find the value that you'll get here over the big box guys. As far as design, technical help will make the project flow a lot better, similar in cost, and you'll be supporting a local business at the same time.
Right. Benefit. Yeah, I'll just give my advice, and this is based on remodeling lots of different projects and building a house. It may be tempting to go to a big box store because you think you're going to get a better deal, but it really is that puzzle that you're putting together, and you can really make some expensive mistakes. And tile is really viewed by because of the reality of it, it's sort of viewed as a permanent installation, because once you get the tile in, it's not easy to it's not like just repainting or something like that, right?
Correct. It's something permanent. I mean, you're not repainting a wall in an afternoon. This is being cemented to your home permanently, almost permanently, until you want to go in and destroy it. It will certainly outfunction its design life, for mm-hmm. sure. So you do a tiled shower correctly, 30, 40, 50 years from now, you'll still be using that tiled shower if it's installed correctly.
Yeah,
you may think it's a little bit outdated, but it'll still be functioning completely.
Exactly, and you don't want to live. You know, when one of the biggest things that people encounter when they're building a custom home or they're doing a big remodel project on their home, you don't ever want to have regrets. You don't ever want to get done with a project and have already spent all that money. And then every day you wake up and you go into your bathroom or your kitchen and you look at something, maybe a backsplash or the shower wall or something like that, and there was maybe a mistake that was made or you didn't choose quite the right tile style for that, and you end up regretting it every single day. There's a cost to that. It's really hard to put your fingers on it, but there's a cost to that. Just do it. Go to an expert tile store like Palmetto Tile Distributors, and you'll get expert advice, and you'll get excellent products, and you won't have those regrets. Would you agree?
Thanks so much, Tim. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will do everything we can to help you all the way through the process, talk with your contractors, your designers. If you have one, I'm happy to help anybody and answer tons of questions all the way through. You won't have a problem getting in touch with somebody. You'll just find the experience to be very helpful and well worth it.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Tile Distributors?
Thanks so much, Tim. Yes, sir. PalmettoTile.com is a great place to start. You'll find all of our contact information there for our North Charleston showroom, 843-266-8700, or at Johns Island, 843-768-3111. PalmettoTile.com is a great place to see. We have some of our stock materials on the site there now, and that'll be expanding. It's a good bit of imagery there and some ideas, spaces to get started. But give us a shout. Be glad to set up an appointment if you'd like to come in. If you'd like to do it virtually, it's no problem. Just happy to help, whatever we can do.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Jason Goldberg with Palmetto Tile Distributors, and one of the many companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine that are open for business, and they will be happy to help you. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thanks so much for having me, Tim. Appreciate it.
And joining me on the phone right now is Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. How you doing, Jonathan?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Jonathan, I know that Aiden Fabrics is now open for business, like many of the companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Take a moment and tell everybody about Aiden Fabrics.
Yeah, sure. So Aiden Fabrics is a fabric and furniture store with a new location in Mount Pleasant. We just relocated to the corner of 41 and 17 next to Sherwin-Williams. We provide services for interior home fabrics. We have indoor and outdoor fabrics. We have a full workroom that does upholstery and custom work with that fabric. And we stock and sell upholstery and furniture and accessories in our store as well. So that's sort of us in a nutshell, Tim.
Good deal. And very good timing that Aiden Fabrics has opened back up as a retail business to the public, because the weather is very, very nice, and people are getting outside. And talk about how Aiden Fabrics, first of all, how what steps you're taking to keep your customers and your staff safe, and what people can find when they visit Aiden Fabrics.
Absolutely. Yeah, we reopened with a lot of caution. We knew that things are still a little touchy. You know, we've got the social distancing taped marked off in front of our cash register. We are only allowing our staff to use the scissors that we use to cut swatches. We have plenty of hand sanitizer at the front register. We have masks that we're wearing, as well as selling masks that we have made, and those are available for purchase at the front too. And we're even giving away the free disposable masks up to two masks per customer, if they need those in our store. And they can take one for themselves, take one home, whatever they need. But, you know, we use a professional cleaning service that cleans at least once a week. We're sanitizing all the hard surfaces down every night, and just really, you know, easing back into this thing with caution. But people are back. People are really, things are sort of opening up. We're here to help those that need it, and we are busy. People are really coming back in, doing a lot of phone calls, even shopping on our virtual showroom that we have on AidenFabrics.com, and they're getting their projects moving again. And it is busy, but we are definitely here to help and make sure that they feel safe and comfortable in our store environment.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about how what kinds of projects that Aiden Fabrics is working on, just to kind of give a chance to illustrate to our listeners what Aiden Fabrics can do to help people.
Absolutely. So Aiden Fabrics, we sort of pride ourselves in being heavy in the outdoor, you know, Sunbrella and other outdoor brands. We stock over 200 bolts of indoor-outdoor fabric like Sunbrella and Outdura and Belladura, as well as other brands. But, you know, once the phone started ringing again and the emails came over, I would say probably 75% of that is people that have been sitting at home maybe on their porch furniture or without porch furniture or patio furniture, and they've been assessing the quality of that fabric or wanting new designs and patterns. So we have been flooded with a lot of requests for outdoor fabrics, outdoor projects, and that's probably the bulk of what we're doing right now. And we did recently, we're fortunate to have just received a large shipment of Sunbrella fabrics right before the coronavirus hit us. And so we've been sitting on that supply, just waiting for things to ease back up. But, you know, people are really enjoying the sale that we have going on right now to do their outdoor projects. We've got a sale that is 30% off of all stock, both indoor and outdoor product. And so we have a lot of people coming in and really jump-starting those low country porch swing packages, their pool and patio furniture, just getting a refresher on their outdoor furniture. And so we've got a lot of people coming in, picking up swatches, making their decisions, and getting their projects going with our workroom. And I would always encourage people, if you're thinking about that and you're not sure if the timing is right, we can help people virtually still. We got pictures on our website of the fabric. We're doing samples that we can either drop to them or mail to them to make decisions. And we can essentially do it from a phone call or for an email away. So that's really a lot of what we're seeing, just a lot of people getting those porches and those things back in shape and getting their project started. And with that sale at 30% off, it's a easy decision to make once they find their perfect fabric. So
sure. Speaking of the fabrics, what can you kind of describe what is trending right now? Like, are they solids? Are they florals? That kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, the Sunbrella canvas, the solid canvas, is always a mainstay of the business. Sunbrella has such a great reputation that those canvas colors out there, the solids, a lot of people will use, and they'll use that solid, but they may find an outdoor fabric that has a big pattern or a nice, a fun print to put on top of that solid to sort of dress it up. But those that want more of an interesting and eclectic pattern, you know, a lot of the geometrics are still very popular. The stripes are very popular. You know, it's really kind of runs the gamut. I will say that recently the colors people are seeing are a lot of softer but yet, you know, fun colors. There's a lot of coral. There's a lot of aqua. There's a lot of teal. People are really enjoying those light, kind of fun, airy fabrics, but that have a nice vibrant punch of pattern in that. And so, you know, a lot of people are coming online, a lot of my vendors, with a lot of really, really good looking fabrics. And I will just say that the trends are more towards those, I call them beachy colors. I hate to be cliche, but that is really what people are looking for. So, you know, those aquas and corals and bright orange things are very popular at the time.
Mm-hmm. And Sunbrella is such a well-known brand. There are other brands out there. What is it about Sunbrella that really makes that brand superior to others?
Well, Sunbrella is one of the companies that still produces the good old-fashioned solution-dyed acrylic. So in the world of outdoor fabrics, solution-dyed acrylic fabric has a reputation of being the most secure from sun fading and mold and mildew. But there's a lot of companies that are producing other types of yarns and fibers that produce very, very good results and can last a long time. So I always like to tell people, look, if you're wanting the Cadillac or the Mercedes of the brand, then invest in a little bit of a better product like Sunbrella. But we are seeing a lot of good product coming out from companies like Belladura, Outdura, their competitor brand. I think time will tell, you know, 7 to 10 years down the road, if those are going to have that longevity the same as Sunbrella. But they are very attractive patterns, very attractive colors, and the companies are telling us, look, just give it time and you'll see the same results. So I'm looking forward to seeing our customers come in and use those fabrics. It's just forever, solution-dyed acrylic has always been the staple in terms of the symbol of quality. But there are a lot of other products that are coming online that are very pretty, very great colors and patterns that probably will be just as good. And I think that the price points are around the same. And I have a lot of confidence in them. I want my customers to have a lot of confidence in them. And they are bleach cleanable. They are mold mildew resistant. They are beautiful fabrics. It's just Sunbrella has done such a great job with their marketing over the last year is that people kind of go to that brand and it's a symbol of quality. But there are brands that are very, very good right next to Sunbrella.
Well, that the to-do list that people have created for themselves is, I'm sure, is a mile long, just having to sit at home and, you know, you're bored, you're trying to keep yourself busy, you start thinking about all these different projects that you want to get accomplished. There's a lot of pent-up demand, and now's the time to go ahead and pull the trigger and get things rolling. What kind of a wait time will people expect if someone wanted to get some items maybe custom fabricated for them? How backed up is your workroom?
It's a great question. You know, right now we're about 3 to 4 weeks on some of our outdoor cushion projects, and some of our regular upholstery projects are still around 8 to 10 weeks. But I always encourage people, you know, hey, not trying to oversell them on any type of or stress them about the time frame, but as things are moving and opening back up, that pipeline will start to get a little bit more clogged. And so, you know, outdoor projects, we're running around 3 to 4 weeks. That could change, you know, next week. Indoor projects, we're still around 8 to 10 weeks. So I always tell people, you know, time is of the essence if you want to get in the queue, and we're here to help. And, you know, we're here to help select fabrics. We're here to help put that project together, help design it for them, and then just get them in that queue so that when the time comes, we'll get their project done quicker rather than later.
And you can save with the 30% off sale that Aiden Fabrics has got going on right now.
That's right. Yeah, for the time being, there's 30% off of anything in stock. That is, not only includes our outdoor fabric, but that's our indoor fabrics, our furniture, our rugs, our accessories. And if they can't find something that's in stock, we're still offering 20% off, and that includes free shipping. So that'll just make their decision a little bit easier. If they can't find something that's on the racks in stock that they like, we're still offering 20% with free shipping, so a nice incentive for them to get moving on their projects.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
Well, we'd love to see them in person if they want to come into the showroom. We're located at 1172 Highway 41, right there near the corner of 17 next to Sherwin-Williams. They can also go to aidenfabrics.com. That's A-I-D-E-N, fabrics.com, and click on our virtual showroom to see product. Or they can call us at 843-216-0008. We're happy to help.
All right. You definitely want to check out the Aiden Fabrics new showroom. Brand new building. It's a lot bigger than the previous Aiden Fabric showroom as well. Well, we have been talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me. Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say at home. Talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home. Talking about.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.